All right, since we don't have a sponsor, I'll just say that all of these podcasts are brought to you by historyofeveryday.com. Yep, that's me, historyofeveryday.com. Don't forget to check us out on TikTok as well, at dr.dcooper. There you go. Here is the podcast.
The Rock'em Sock'em Robot.
In Dallas, Texas.
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
A normal raindrop falls at about 7 miles per hour. You really care about that, don't you? Hey, good morning and welcome to April 23rd with the History of Every Day, guys. Scott Cooper. So, what happened on this day in history? On this day in 1985, the Coca-Cola Company announced that it's going to change its formula of Coke and will be known as New Coke. Spain declares war on the United States on this day in 1898 after rejecting America's ultimatum to withdraw from Cuba. In 1932, the new Royal Shakespeare Theater opens at Shakespeare's birthplace in Stratford-upon-Avon. Following the end of the Civil War in Spain, the United States recognizes the Franco government in 1939. In 1940, more than 200 African Americans died a day when fire broke out in the Rhythm nightclub in Mississippi. More police forces throughout the United States are to buy and use greater numbers of portable speed radar for check devices for speed limits on this day in 1957. In 1967, a Soviet cosmonaut is killed when his parachute fails to deploy during his Soyuz 1 spacecraft landing. President Richard Nixon signs the Public Health Cigarette Smoking Act, which would ban advertising of cigarettes on television on this day in 1970. And in 1984, researchers announced today that they've discovered and isolated a virus that they say is likely to be the primary cause of AIDS. In music on this day in 1963, the Beatles and the Rolling Stones met for the first time during a Stones performance at the Crawdaddy Club. The Beatles were at number one on the UK singles chart with Get Back in 1969. In 1977, Thelma Houston went number one on the U.S. singles chart with Don't Leave Me This Way. David Bowie started a 3-week run at number one on the U.K. album chart with the Neil Rogers-produced Let's Dance in 1983. And in 1988, Iron Maiden went number one on the U.K. album chart with Seventh Son of a Seventh Son. Well, don't forget that today is National Cherry Cheesecake Day, National Picnic Day, National Take a Chance Day, and National Lost Dog Awareness Day. Well, there you go. There's a little more of what happened on this day in history. Go out and have a great history of every day.
Portions of the preceding broadcast day were pre-recorded.
This concludes our programming for today. We welcome any comments you may have.
Our next regularly scheduled program will come to you at 6:15 a.m.